Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this feast day of the conversion of St. Paul. And in meditating upon St. Paul's conversion, it becomes evident the power of the grace of God, that our Lord is in the heavens and he does whatever he wills. And so God, in order to show forth his glory and power, by means of his grace, converts a persecutor of the church into the apostle of the Gentiles. Now notice that these great graces that St. Paul received and all of the miracles that he would work and the churches, the local churches that he would found and all of the souls that he would save, all of this came with a price. When our Lord said, I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name. And so St. Paul was a chosen instrument and receptive to these great graces that our Lord had in store for him. He cooperated with them and was generous with them and did not become presumptuous himself. No, he said, I chastise my body so that after having preached to others, I myself might not be lost. And so there was this moment of his great conversion, okay, from persecutor into apostle. But St. Paul also had what the church calls that daily conversion, that perseverance in the faith and continuing to perfect himself in charity. Right, St. Paul, he says that he fought the good fight of faith, he ran the race, and it was the love of Christ that urged him on. He did not become presumptuous in the great graces that he received. St. John Chrysostom writes this regarding St. Paul's daily conversion. Each day he aimed ever higher. Each day he rose up with greater ardor and faced with new eagerness the dangers that threatened him. He summed up his attitude in the words, I forget what is behind and push on to what lies ahead. And so in all of this, we can find an example for ourselves that we too, having been converted to the Lord, must not rest and become presumptuous or lazy or comfortable in our faith, but we need to push on, push ahead with that daily conversion, that daily work of sanctification. St. Paul, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.